This is a podfic of the work Longing Reprise by Aleep 13, read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom Modazisha. Rating teen and up, with no archive warnings applied. The relationship is Lanjan / Weying. Additional tags include post-canon, established relationship, memory loss, fix it of sorts, emotional hurt comfort. The manhwa hurt me, so I supply my own comfort. Presenting Bap Scene, the emotional aftermath, and love confessions. Summary. Weihoxian wakes up the morning after the bathtub incident. Or is it? Author's notes. I blame the manhwa. I relied mostly on the EXR translation for the parts that reference canon. This story is somewhat open-ended in the sense that I wanted emotional closure and not to wrap up the memory loss plot. If at any point you're not enjoying what you're reading, that nifty back button is right there. Title is, of course, a nod to the MDZS chapter titles. Thank you to Kasasagi and Seven for being supportive. Heart. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Impure Lily, who requested it as part of winning one of my auctions for Fandom Trumps Hate 2025. Thank you to everyone who participated and made this year's event so impactful for so many who really need it. And thank you to Leap 13 for having blanket permission to Podfic. Let's get started. Weihoxian wakes up alone. His head throbs, and in that first moment, his hand grapples frantically for purchase on the mattress. A moment of basic, primal fear. Don't leave me alone. Then he remembers, and he purposely slackens his body, turning his head to hide his whimper in his pillow. Of course, he's alone. After everything that's happened last night, he should be grateful that Lanwangji wants to do anything with him at all. He lies in bed unmoving, allowing himself the luxury of wallowing in self-pity for a short while. Last night, Weihoxian had been reckless and cruel last night. Needlessly so. He whimpers again, curling his body into a tight ball. He hurts. Lanjan hadn't been gentle, biting and pinching, delightfully mean. In that moment, perhaps, Weihoxian foolishly allowed himself to imagine that Lanwangji's feelings towards him were of the same nature as his. He knows better now, of course. The way Lanwangji behaves when he's drunk. The way Weihoxian had pushed him to behave. The meaning Weihoxian tried to give it. It had all been in his own head. Becoming perfectly clear when Lanwangji came to, when Weihoxian awkwardly attempted an explanation, an apology, only served to drive Lanwangji farther away, to make him sadder. Being alone in this bed on this morning, it is the least that Weihoxian deserves for all that he's done. He hugs himself around his shoulders tightly, shivering and rubbing his arms for warmth. There is only a single layer separating Weihoxian from the cool morning air, from complete indecency. Only a single thin white robe. Weokshin has no recollection of taking his clothes off again. No recollection of going to bed. On the contrary, he was restless and anxious. Maybe if he asked the owner of the inn for more liquor? He can only hope that in his drunkenness, he didn't go out of his room to harass Long John again. As if by summon, the door to Wei Wuxian's room opens, and in steps Lan Wangji. Wei Wuxian springs up from the bed, only to be reminded of his indecent state. He wraps the white robes around himself, lowering his eyes to the floor and feeling self-conscious. Weighing. There's an ache in Wei Wuxian's heart at the sound of his name from Lan Wangji's mouth. Lan Wangji sounds as though everything is fine, probably set on pretending nothing had happened. That's good. It's the best outcome Wei Wuxian could have hoped for after last night. So it's good. He risks sneaking a glance up at Lan Zhan. There's that unbearable ache again, as though Wei Wuxian's heart couldn't possibly contain everything that it's trying to contain. The words he couldn't speak yesterday are bouncing off the walls of his ribcage. Lan Wangji steps toward him, and Wei Wuxian scrambles backwards until his legs hit the bed and he falls down with a thump. "I'll just be a moment, Lan Zhan," he announces loudly. If Lan Wangji can keep his face thick enough to pretend that nothing had happened, Wei Wuxian can surely repay him in kindness. You can wait downstairs, and then we can discuss everything we need to discuss. They had big plans for today, Wei Wuxian reminds himself. Investigating the Guanyin Temple, perhaps sending out word to Lan Ling, or setting out to Lan Ling themselves. He feels more refreshed than he felt yesterday, so he did at least get some hours of rest following last night's disaster. He turns around on the bed, facing away from the door. His clothes... Wei Wuxian can't locate his clothes anywhere. The sound of Lan Wangji's footsteps, soft and measured, tap on the wooden floor, shakes him from his frantic sweep of the room in front of him. He huddles into himself, and the next moment there's the touch of a hand on his shoulder. A light caress. Weighing. A pause. I paid for the ruined bathtub. So maybe Lan Wangji does not intend to act as though nothing had happened. "That's great and all," Wei Wuxian stammers, inching away from the touch of Lan Wangji's hand. A misplaced reassurance, show of pity, an unintentional mistake. Surely it's a mistake. Lan Zhan's hold tightens, and Wei Wuxian flinches, wriggling away from him. "Don't touch me," he says quietly. His skin is on fire where Lan Wangji's hand had been. He's not even certain if Lan Wangji had closed the door behind him when he entered. He risks a look behind his shoulder. Closed door. Whatever additional shame Wei Wuxian will undoubtedly cause Lan Wangji in a moment, at least it won't be with an audience. Weighing. Lamanji's hand slides down over his shoulder. Arm, fingers intertwined with Wei Wuxian's own. His body is warm behind Wei Wuxian's, getting closer. Wei Wuxian shakes him off, suddenly angered. Don't touch me, Lan Zhan. This isn't what Wei Wuxian wanted after last night. To be pitied? To be... What is it that Lan Wangji is trying to do exactly? He made his sentiments clear. Wei Wuxian is feeling awfully, embarrassingly flushed. I said I was sorry, and you said I should not say those words to you, but I am. He jumps off the bed, realizing that Lan Wangji has once again gotten closer. Lan Wangji is kneeling on Wei Wuxian's bed. Knees spread to accommodate where Wei Wuxian had sat before. Arm reached out as though he meant to hold on to Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian stomps his bare foot angrily against the floor. I am sorry for last night, Lan Zhan. It didn't mean anything. You shouldn't take it to heart. I said some things. He said many stupid things. And you probably wish. Lan Wangji probably wishes he had nothing to do with Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian can't bring himself to say the words out loud. He watches hypnotized despite himself as Lan Wangji's hand slowly descends, drifting down, until finally his palm is resting on his thigh, weighing. As though Lan Wangji has infinite patience for him, Wei Wuxian shakes his head, reminding himself not to daydream. Then Lan Wangji continues gingerly, if this is a game, I don't understand it. A game? Wei Wuxian feels himself coming undone. His robe slips open in his rush to scramble farther away from Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji stands up, reaching out again, and Wei Wuxian puts his weight forward, sudden and deliberate, and pushes him away, back to the bed. Lan Wangji lands on the mattress, and for the first time this morning, there's a crease between his eyebrows, marring his otherwise perfectly sculpted face. What happened? He asks, and his voice holds the sharpness of a knife now, deadly and delicate. You, Wei Wuxian flounders, at a loss for words. He feels small, small and exposed, except Lan Wangji chooses to toy with him instead of mete out the proper punishment that Wei Wuxian deserves. Well, Wei Wuxian does not intend to embarrass himself further by recounting all the reasons Lan Wangji should be displeased with him. He crosses his arms and huffs. Nothing happened. Pay it no mind. I'll just get dressed and we can go. If anyone is playing games here, then it's Lan Zhan. And Wei Wuxian is in no mood to participate. There's a painful stab at his heart when he recalls Lan Zhan playing around last night. His joy at being praised by Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian swallows past the lump in his throat. It does not help with the ache in his chest. There is a blur of movement, and then Lan Wangji's arms are wrapped around him,
a gentle kiss pressed to his forehead. Wei Wuxian struggles to be free. Lan Wangji holds him closer. "Don't touch me, Lan Zhan," he hisses. Lan Wangji ignores him, the nerve of him. "What happened last night?" he asks Wei Wuxian, holding him close for a while. The more Wei Wuxian struggles, the more he is paralyzed by the grip of Lan Wangji's arms. "Why do you not wish to be touched?" The horrible truth. The one Wei Wuxian only admitted to himself last night is that he does, in fact, wish to be touched. By Lan Zhan, to be specific. To be touched tenderly, like now. And also in a mean way. To take Lan Zhan's bites into his skin. The roughness of his hands, leaving indents and swollen flesh behind. A new, exciting sort of touching. Then, falling asleep peacefully together at the end of the night. Wei Wuxian can almost imagine it coming to life. Sleeping alone in bed, without Lan Zhan, had to be one of the worst things he'd experienced in a long time. Though he can't recall falling asleep alone, all he remembers is sadness and agitation and that strong burning in his bones that urged him to get out, to do something, to... "That's odd. That is odd," he murmurs, and realizes that he stops struggling against Lan Wangji's hold, as Lan Wangji's arm brings him closer, flush against each other. Wei Wuxian shouldn't be able to breathe when they're standing so close, but it's the easiest flow of air, in and out, the easiest since the moment he woke up. "Weiying," Lan Wangji repeats, and there's something odd there too. He sounds different. It's Lan Zhan, but it isn't Lan Zhan. Not the Lan Wangji Wei Wuxian knows. Not the Lan Wangji with whom, last night, Wei Wuxian had... "Who are you?" Wei Wuxian asks, just as Lan Wangji says, "Tell me what happened last night. What do you remember?" This time, when Wei Wuxian tries to shake Lan Wangji's grip off, he is let go without resistance. When Lan Zhan held him so close, one of his hands ended up cradling Wei Wuxian's face, thumb caressing Wei Wuxian's cheek over and over and over. Wei Wuxian's skin is cold, where previously Lan Zhan has kept him warm. The rest of his face, however, is burning. There's a distant roaring in his ears. His mouth is dry, and his thoughts are clamoring for his attention. More speculations and theories than he could possibly process all together. Lan Wangji takes his hand and gently leads him to the bed. They sit side by side. Wei Wuxian tries to wrap his robe more securely around himself. "We are in the midst of a night hunt," Lan Wangji says without prompting. "I suspect you suffer from memory loss." There's a warm, gooey sensation running through Wei Wuxian's body. The fabric of his robe feels softer under his hands. Daylight is making the room look brighter. A night hunt. He and Lawanji are night hunting together. Weiwuxian did manage to dig himself out of the monstrous hole he got them both into. He simply doesn't remember. Relief lasts a single blissful moment. Then Weiwuxian remembers. But the bathtub? His voice comes out shy, hesitant. His lips wobble without his permission. It's the last thing he wanted, bringing attention to the whole unfortunate incident. Maybe it's Lan Zhan's memory that's been impaired. That makes more sense, in fact. Luanji is unaccustomed to drinking, and Wei Wuxian had done a manner of things to disrupt his orderly manner and mind. That's it, Wei Wuxian realizes in a panic. Not only do they have Jingguan Yao's schemes to contend with, he is now saddled with a forgetful Lan Zhan. Who knows what other damage Wei Wuxian has caused in his recklessness? He shifts away from Luanji, just as Luanji says, "There is an explanation." Wei Wuxian hugs his legs close to himself. "What is it then?" Luanji says, "I'd rather not say." At Wei Wuxian's deadly stare, he adds, not unkindly, "Yet." Wei Wuxian sits and stews in silence. Finally, he can't take it anymore. "Well, we should get going either way." Whatever transpired between them, the day is burning away. "Do you remember Gunyan Temple, Lan Zhan? Even if you don't, we must get there as soon as possible." He expects a fight. Maybe Lan Zhan only remembers as far as their search after Niaming Dui's body parts. Lan Zhan thinks they're in the middle of some night hunt, so... "I do remember Guanyin Temple," Lan Zhan says slowly. He reaches out as if to touch Wei Wuxian's face, and then his hand falls away. "Do you?" Wei Wuxian sputters. "Of course I do, Lan Zhan. Is this a curse? A prank? A cruel twist of fate? Bought into being especially to reward Wei Wuxian's wrongdoing? You're the one who's all confused." He tries to make his voice kind. "But we should really, really get going before it's too late." Last night, Wei Wuxian was all set on exploring by himself, in fact, and then... "You don't remember," Luanji says. And Wei Wuxian feels as though he's slammed against a wall inside of his mind. "I do remember," he insists. He remembers all too well. He remembers all of last night as if it's been engraved behind his eyelids, drilled into his ears, branded into his skin. "I didn't mean it last night. Not anything that caused Lan Zhan pain. Not the meaning Lan Zhan thought his words carried, whatever that might have been. I didn't." His body feels small and frail on the bed. "Fancy you," Luanji murmurs. "Huh?" Wei Wuxian says. Luanji's arm shoots out, his hand grabbing Wei Wuxian's wrist. When Wei Wuxian struggles, Luanji ignores him. "Love you," he speaks again, and it makes Weokshin's heart drum manically. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Want you. Weokshin tries. Ha, ha, Lanchan, are you drunk again? Lan Wangji pulls Weokshin towards him and kisses him. Weokshin is caught like a fish in a net, more effectively incapacitated than when Lan Wangji tied him up with his forehead ribbon and paraded him around. Lan Zhan's kiss is achingly familiar. How he caresses Wei Wuxian's cheek, nibbles on his lower lip, then bites down. The excitement, then the bloom of pain, then a soothing stroke of his tongue. It's becoming hard to remember why Wei Wuxian was fighting to be let go. Other things are also becoming hard, Wei Wuxian notices. Like last night, Lan Wangji isn't gentle, isn't patient. He drags Wei Wuxian forcefully into his lap and thrusts up against him hard. The thrill is as intoxicating as it had been. So it wasn't the liquor, Wei Wuxian notes blearily. And the harsh blow of guilt that follows is just as painful as well. Wei Wuxian pushes Lan Wangji away from him, feet sliding uselessly against the mess of covers until he manages enough space to get up and away from the bed. Lan Zhan is definitely still drunk. There's no other explanation. You didn't want to last night, Wei Wuxian says, and lowers his eyes to the ground. The shame burns from within like the force of 1,000 summer suns. He wouldn't let me apologize. There's a shuffling from the bed, where Lan Wangji certainly attempts to find his bearings. Maybe Wei Wuxian managed to sober him up early enough this time. There's a part of him that longs for Lan Wangji's advances, that regrets opening his big fat mouth. But he knows better now. The hurt he inflicts on Lan Zhan, aware or not, he never wants Lan Zhan to suffer. I did want to, Lan Wangji says quietly. And Wei Wuxian's head snaps up. When Wei Wuxian looks at him, he's sitting on the bed, looking cool and composed as ever. Only his hands, laying in his lap, are wringing the fabric of his robes beneath them, over and over. Wei Wuxian wants to reach out and touch those long fingers. He holds back, holding his breath, waiting for Lan Zhan to finish. I thought, perhaps. Lan Wangji sounds as if he's choosing his words carefully. He does not sound inebriated. He sounds like Lan Zhan. I had mistakenly thought that maybe you did not want it. That you were. The pause hangs in the air between them, and Wei Wuxian watches every tiny shift of Lan Wangji's face when his lips draw down a fraction. Acting out of pity, he finishes. Pity? Wei Wuxian's mouth opens and closes several times. Why would he? I wanted to, he dares to say finally. I know now, Luanji says softly. His eyes never leave Wei Wuxian's eyes. What else did you want to? Right. Lanzhan knows because it was Wei Wuxian who lost his memories. Important memories where, well, you remember and I forgot, so you know already, he huffs. His face feels flushed, hot. His body is still uncomfortably excited by Lanzhan's previous closeness. If you would like to tell me. This Luanji, who is like Wei Wuxian's Lanzhan, but also different, softer around the edges, more open with him, says, then I would like to hear it. Wei Wuxian is reeling. The road dances around him like a boat on a lake with rough water. He starts and gulps in a big breath of air. He says and falters. Fancy you, Luanji said and didn't elaborate. Love you, want you. Wei Wuxian thought this must have been another one of Wei Wuxian's drunken transgressions, one that he couldn't remember. Was it, though? Were those even his words or Luanji's own? Luanji is still sitting on Wei Wuxian's bed, still waiting. Like this, it feels as though he's been waiting for Wei Wuxian for a long time. He takes another deep breath, and then his words come out in a rush. The way I feel for you, Hong Gongjun, there's nothing better than this. He gestures awkwardly between them, shuffling slightly from foot to foot. You're really great, Lanzhan. I really like you so much. The next thing Luanji knows, he is tackled to the ground. He yelps. Luanji steals his lips with his own, muffling the sound, kissing him feverishly. Wei Wuxian allows himself to be kissed, to submit to Lanzhan's caresses and touches. Bed, he manages to mumble. Hongjun, the bed is right there. Like last night, Luanji ignores him, too focused on lavishing Wei Wuxian with attention. Unlike last night, Wei Wuxian thinks he has his answer now. Thinks that he knows without needing to ask. Hong Gongjun, who am I to you? Author's notes. Husband! You're his husband! Oh yeah, they're in Yunping a year later, and there's been an incident with a resentful spirit. Fear not, Wei Wuxian's memory will return, probably after Luanji demonstrated why he needed to pay for another broken bathtub. Rip bathtub makers in the vicinity of Wangxian everywhere. If you enjoyed this, a kudos and or comment would be much appreciated. If not, I kindly remind you that keeping quiet costs you nothing. Heart. This fic is also retweetable/rebloggable. Link.
Reader's notes. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments for the original author. Thanks for listening.